Hi, I'm Perry, and this is Chemist Corner. Hello, and welcome to Chemist Corner, the program dedicated to helping you become a better creator of cosmetic products. I'm Perry Romanowski. This is day 12 of our series, 30 Days to Become a Better Cosmetic Chemist. On today's program, we're going to focus on your cosmetic science career. If you don't yet have a job in the industry, this will be helpful to let you know your options. If you are already employed in the cosmetic industry, this will let you know about the different career paths you might rather pursue. When I was in college, I had no idea what kind of job to get when I graduated. In fact, I switched from a biology major to chemistry major in my first senior year because I realized there are a lot more job listings for chemists in the newspaper than for biologists. Back before the internet was so large, you used to look through newspapers to find jobs in your area. I enjoyed biology, and it was great and all, but after college, I needed to make money to pay off those student loans. I accidentally stumbled into the cosmetic science field and have enjoyed it as my chemistry career. Let's begin with the chemistry majors because a lot of people who visit our website and listen to this show have chemistry degrees. In the cosmetic industry, a degree in chemistry or chemical engineering is most useful. No doubt other scientists are hired, but chemists always have a leg up. There are a variety of different jobs available depending on the type of chemistry you liked. We'll go through the different types of chemistry majors and explain which jobs would be most suitable. So first there is organic chemistry. If you liked mixing things together in the lab during organic chemistry class, then you're well suited for a job in the cosmetic laboratory. Here are a few jobs you would probably like. There's the job of the formulation chemist. They are responsible for creating product formulas. You actually have to come up with the product recipes, and formulating chemist was a job that I really enjoyed doing. It lets you be an inventor, it lets you create products, and you're really looked at upon as kind of the R&D leaders. There's also synthesis chemist. They are responsible for synthesizing new raw materials for the formulation chemists to use. So if you really like chemical reactions, you'll probably get a synthesis job working at a raw material supplier, for example. There's also basic science researcher jobs. These chemists are responsible for doing basic research on skin, hair, or surfactants. This is a pretty cool job, but unfortunately, there are not a lot of jobs like this out there. Also, you probably need to get a PhD to get one of these basic science researcher jobs. If you enjoyed analytical chemistry, and you like doing those chemical isolation investigation, then there are a few jobs in the cosmetic industry that you would like. There is the QA/QC chemist job. In this job, you run samples through instruments like the gas chromatograph, the mass spectrometer, the IR, and you test raw materials, formulas to ensure quality. It can be a little repetitive and you don't leave the lab much, but some people like this kind of work. It's also the kind of job in which most new chemists can start, so it's a great way to kind of break into the cosmetic industry. There's also an analytical chemist job. In this job, you use instruments to come up with the method for the tests used by the QA/QC scientists. Also, you solve complicated production problems and assist the product development group whenever they have questions or need some type of analysis. This job is a bit more creative than a standard quality control job. There's physical chemistry. Although this is one of the toughest classes that chemistry majors have to take, if you enjoyed this class, you might enjoy the following cosmetic industry jobs. There's the process engineer. They're responsible for scaling up formulas from the beaker-sized batches to the thousands gallons tanks, right? They also assist in picking the batching equipment and setting up the production facilities and maybe even a pilot plant facilities. They're also claims substantiation scientists. This job requires you to develop tests that help support cosmetic claims made about your products. Typically, you work with the formulation chemist to come up with and support the claims that the marketing people want to make about the products. Now, if you didn't specialize in any specific area of chemistry, there are still some jobs that might appeal to you in the cosmetic industry. There are the technical service jobs. These are people in these jobs are responsible for evaluating raw materials and finished products and determining what these things can do. It's really a supporting job for salespeople, but it's kind of a cool job if you like to travel and interact with people. Then there's the sensory scientist. They develop and conduct tests which will predict the consumer response to formulas. This is one of the most challenging parts of developing cosmetic products, trying to come up with a way to quantify whether consumers like a product or not, and sensory scientists are the ones involved in doing that. There's also a cost savings chemist job. This job involves taking existing formulas and figuring out how to make them less expensive. This was actually the first job that I got, and I actually had fun cutting out some of the fat from some of these formulas. Eventually, I became a formulation chemist, however, because that, to me, is a little bit more gratifying. You get to be more creative and get to be more inventive. Then there is the regulatory scientist. They ensure that the formulators are not infringing on patents, using banned ingredients, or otherwise getting themselves into legal trouble with the formulations. In reality, there tends to be a little tension between the regulatory group and the product development group, because mostly it seems like the regulatory people are always saying no, so they almost have a parental flair to them in the laboratory. However, they are a crucial part of the lab to make sure everything gets done in the proper way. Now, not everyone in the cosmetic industry is a chemistry major. There are a lot of biology majors. If proteins, genetics, plants, and animals held your interest, there are a few jobs in the cosmetic industry that you can do, and you can do these without getting a PhD. There is the microbiologists. In this job, you are responsible for ensuring finished products are not contaminated with microbes. Also, formulators look to you for recommendations on what type of preservative system you should use. As I said, there are the sensory scientists, and these scientists develop and conduct various tests which can predict the consumer response to formulas. This job requires lots of patience and creativity to come up with useful and repeatable data. It's kind of challenging. While those are the main types of jobs, there are also different grades within these titles. Depending on the size of your company and the number of scientists they hire, you can expect a hierarchy of jobs, something like the following. Technicians. These are entry-level positions usually filled by people with associate science degrees or those fresh out of college with a BS degree but no experience. You don't get a lot of autonomy and don't make many decisions, but you do get to make a lot of batches and conduct numerous tests. You also rarely get credit for anything, and that typically goes to the scientist for which you work. Then there are associate scientists. People with college degrees just entering the industry will often fill these roles, or this is also the position that a technician can get promoted to after many years. You don't have much more responsibility than a technician, but you have a little more independence and you'll make a little bit more money. Next is a research scientist. Scientists with 2 to 7 years of experience are most often found in these positions. People with master's degrees will often start at this level. You get your own projects, and the pay is not too bad. Typically, you will not have anyone working for you, however, so you're pretty autonomous. Next is a senior chemist. These are scientists, or senior scientists. These are scientists who usually have over 7 years of experience, sometimes a PhD. Will enter the industry at this level, even with no experience. The senior scientists will often have technicians and maybe an associate scientist who reports to them. They lead multiple projects and make a pretty good salary. Next is a principal scientist. These jobs are usually held by someone who has a PhD with relevant experience or somebody who has worked 15-plus industry years. They typically have a half dozen or more people working for them, and they handle multiple projects. And of course, they make the big money. Then there is the research fellow. This kind of position is typically held by a 20-plus year veteran who has managed to stay relevant and convince the people around them that she is still smart. There really aren't a lot of these jobs out there, but it's a cool job if you can get it. Usually, the research fellow works on blue sky projects and innovation and avoids the day-to-day project management. There are other cosmetic chemist career avenues in the cosmetic industry, and while I've outlined one path that takes your career through the lab, there are others that are likely more lucrative for science majors. These would be the sales path, you essentially sell chemicals to scientists, and the management path, you tell these scientists what they have to work on. Another popular path is the entrepreneurial path. This one can be the best option as you get to create and sell your own product line. It can also be the most difficult in which to find success because you have to really hustle and really know a bit about business to be able to be successful. Today's challenge. Today's topic makes it a little more difficult to come up with a challenge if you are already employed in the cosmetic industry. However, since this show was all about your career, one of the best things you can do is to keep an eye out on jobs in the cosmetic industry. Take a look at the job descriptions to see if there might be something you would rather be doing. Also, examine the job background requirements and see if you have the qualifications to take the job. Finding jobs specifically in the cosmetic industry is not exactly easy since there is no single source for all the job listings. However, I will put a link in the show notes to a page we created on Chemist Corner, which gives a listing of all the cosmetic science job posted on the various Society of Cosmetic Chemists chapter websites. For today's challenge, go through some of the job listing and figure out if you would have the qualifications to do the job, and if it's something that you would want to do. Then write down a plan of how you might get that job. Even if you are happy in your current job and not looking to move, it's good to keep an eye on what else is available. At any time, your company may get bought out by someone else and you'll find yourself looking for employment elsewhere due to no fault of your own. Keeping your interviewing skills sharp and your eye on what else is available will help protect your cosmetic science career. I always encourage people, whenever you get a chance, you should go on job interviews. Even if you don't want the job, it'll be good practice for you to keep your interviewing skills up and get better. And you might happen to find a new opportunity that might suit you better. But even if you're not really seriously looking, don't ever get into the trap where you've stopped interviewing completely for other jobs and stop looking for other possibilities. Because like I said, your company can get bought out at any time and you could lose your job through no fault of your own. It's just economics, it's just business. So make sure in your career that you continue to look out for what's in your own best interests. Well, that's the program today. Thanks so much for listening. In tomorrow's program, we're going to go back to the cosmetic science topics, basic chemistry for formulators. If you have found this series helpful, please go to the comments section in the show notes and leave a comment. Also, be sure to share it with your friends and colleagues. As always, don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes or whatever other podcast playing service you use. Also, be sure to give us a review on iTunes. This will help others find the show. If you found these podcasts helpful, again, please share it with anyone else you know who might be interested. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're at Chemist Corner. And like us on Facebook. Additionally, we have a cosmetic science forum, and I encourage everyone to go sign up and participate in discussions about cosmetic formulating. You can get lots of questions answered right there by cosmetic chemists from around the world. That's at chemistcorner.com/cosmeticsciencetalk. Thanks again for listening. I'm Perry Romanowski. Now, go make a difference.